Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Blake in the Tax Quips forum, who is upset. He says, I bought a used car last December for $8,000. The car was owned by an individual who apparently had a business account where he deposited the money. The bill of sale just says his name on it, no company. How can the state of Georgia charge me $700 in taxes plus a $115 penalty on a car I bought from an individual? I don't have the coins laying around for this kind of surprise expense. I was fully under the impression the car was bought from an individual, and so were the two witnesses who were there when the bill of sale was written up. Well, Blake, I don't think this has anything to do with whether the seller was a business or an individual. It has more to do with your registering the car and transferring title to you. I don't know specifically about Georgia, but in most states, any purchase of a vehicle triggers either a sales tax if the dealer sells it, or a use tax if a private party sells it. When the dealer sells a big ticket item like a car, he collects it from the buyer and sends it to the state. When a private party sells the car, the buyer needs to pay the state himself. You should certainly try to get the penalties waived. Try talking to the Georgia Taxpayers Advocate Office and see if they can help you. Clearly, you didn't understand that you were responsible. Let's face it, there are so many laws on the books. How is an average citizen supposed to know all the tax laws? Now, you won't get the taxes waived, but good luck trying to get the penalties waived. Sometimes, asking nicely, politely, and patiently, government officials will go out of their way to help you and be sympathetic. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about use tax issues and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.